ladies, and welcome to my Proverbs 31 podcast. My name is Candy Meyer, and I'm a member of the Mount Vernon Church of Christ in Mount Vernon, Texas. It has been a while since I discussed Titus chapter 2, and I wanted to continue on in those thoughts so we can always continue to grow in our roles that God has given us. I really love Proverbs chapter 31. It just gives us something so inspirational to aspire to as Christian women that are married and those that desire to be that way. So today we're just going to get through verses 10 and 11. These are just going to be short little studies that we can do that you can just add to your daily study of God's Word. And I just hope you find them really encouraging and beneficial to you. So let's start in reading chapter 31, verse number 10. Turn your Bibles there with me. And it reads, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." It begins out, "Who can find a virtuous wife?" So I wanted us to ponder that question for a moment. Who can find a virtuous wife? Well, the answer could be anyone that is looking. If you are a woman desiring marriage, you can be that virtuous wife a Christian man is looking for. If you have a son, he can find a virtuous wife if you encourage him at an early age to be seeking her. Give him plenty of opportunities to find her by having him at places she would be, such as camps, summer youth series, Bible bowls, gospel meetings, sing-outs, or any other extra gatherings of the church. If you have a daughter, you can raise her to be this woman by modeling her yourself and giving her wise instruction throughout her younger years. Does a virtuous wife really exist? Well, let's turn in our Bibles to chapter 12, verse number 4. And we'll just read the first part of this verse. Proverbs 12, verse 4. And it reads, "An excellent wife is the crown of her husband." Now turn to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. And it reads, "Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord." A wife that follows God is a gift from God. Do you cause your husband to thank God for you, or is he as disappointed as Hosea? Do we think Solomon had a virtuous wife? Well, we know he had many, and they led him to the way of his destruction. Was Jezebel a virtuous wife, or did she cause her husband great distress and bring about their deaths? A virtuous wife does exist, but we also must be honest in the fact that she takes years to evolve. I would venture to say not many of us start out being the virtuous wife of Proverbs 31. This woman is a mature Christian that has put to death selfishness and has modeled her life solely after what God expects of her and desires for her. She takes time to come about, but she is obtainable and she can be real. The word virtuous is referring to valor, excellence, strong. She can be a powerful resource like an army. Are you a powerful resource to your husband, or are you completely dependent upon him and helpless? I'm a firm believer in the phrase that it takes a village to raise a child. Think about your daily life as a wife and maybe as a mother. You have a village. At least if you're in the Lord's church, you should. Your sisters and brothers should be your village. Think of an army of virtuous wives helping each other to be the women God created us to be. Think of what could be accomplished with an army of virtuous wives. We could be great encouragers to one another, help keep some of the works of the church going, educate the future by teaching Bible classes and teaching school, by helping qualify our husbands to be deacons and elders. These types of women can have far-reaching influences. Now we'll talk about her worth being far above rubies. I would venture to say most husbands would think having a wife that is trustworthy, loving, hardworking, and faithful to him and God is more precious than jewels or wealth. These words in Proverbs 31 are a mother's instruction to her son. She wants what is best for him and has firsthand knowledge about what is obtainable. She desires a woman to take care of him more than she desires riches for him. Having a good helpmate is priceless. We as Christian women already know our worth. Our Lord paid the ultimate price for us. We need to act as worthy as possible. Now let's move on to our next verse, 31 verse 11. And it reads, "The heart of her husband safely trust her, so he will have no lack of gain." What does our husband trust us with? Let's look at several areas our husband's heart safely trusts us. We'll begin with the fact that he safely trusts you with his heart. He trusts you to love and honor Him and care for His heart with loyalty for the rest of your life. He trusts you with His finances. Whether you pay the bills for your family and make sure they are on time, or just help keep spending in check, our support and discipline with money should give Him comfort. There's no hiding purchases or spending the mortgage money on vacations you cannot afford, no overwhelming debt due to a luxury you just wouldn't live without, no nagging Him for material things you do not need. He trusts you with His salvation. He safely trusts you to guard His salvation. You encourage activities that help His growth. You support and encourage His duties in the church. You promote entertainment that doesn't cause Him to stumble. You focus on your spiritual growth, thereby influencing Him to grow. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 and read these passages. 1 Peter 3, verses 1 and 2. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. These verses are speaking to Christian women that are married to a non-Christian husband. If their conduct can convert their lost husband, surely our conduct can encourage and positively influence our Christian husband. He trusts you with His children. He trusts you are educating your children in the Word and with school subjects, whether you homeschool or help with homework. He trusts you are nutritiously feeding them, bathing them, providing them with clean clothes, with love, your time, and support. He trusts you with His home. He trusts you will care for the home you share. You will give your family a clean environment to grow and entertain in. You will provide meals, clean clothes, a clean vehicle to travel in. You will foster a positive attitude that makes your family want to be home and want to share your home with their friends. He trusts you with His reputation. He trusts you will only speak well of Him to others and build up His character and confidence. He trusts you will conduct yourself in a way that no one can speak evil of Him because of you. Let's go back to Proverbs 12, verse 4, and we'll read the latter part of that verse. 12:4. We already read the beginning earlier and how great it was. Now let's read the last part of 12, verse 4 in Proverbs. But she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. Do not cause him shame or ruin his reputation. He trusts you with his secrets. He trusts you to be his confidant and not share his private struggles or failures. Finally, he trusts you with his dreams and desires. He trusts you to be his helpmeet in obtaining these, and he trusts you to encourage him in his endeavors rather than telling him what he desires is unreasonable or unrealistic. Trusting you in all of these areas means he will have no lack of gain. He will be prosperous because his wife is a proven woman. Our husbands can be blessed because of us. Thank you for joining me for my first episode of this podcast. I hope I have given you a reminder of the way God desires us to be. I also want to thank you for taking time out of your day to spend a brief period in God's Word with me. I look forward to discussing the next few verses soon.